listening to Let It Go by Rudy Vega. thank you for tuning in to Cold Cuts with Malcolm Thread on WRCT Pittsburgh. I've got to go because my hour's up, but also my teeth are starting to hurt, and I'm worried that I didn't get my wisdom teeth out when I should have, so I've got to go schedule an appointment. But I hope you at least enjoyed the music. Until next time.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription. And never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear you?
You can do it if you try. Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here. And the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. Echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground, but something always pulls me down. This familiar, deep, dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. Last I see the light.
no need to search anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share. If you know your love, be secure.
Can see La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now Coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El so hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comador. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia, us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again and light it up. Small as I am, she draws out the trail on the palm of my hand. She says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me. I can see La Frontera from where I stand, heading light at El Comedor. Just over that wall is the promised land, heading light at El
thinking. I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. In la chambre solennelle, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we Huguenots came here, seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose, we took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. We hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. Amidst all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too, and it's easy to decide with the gospel as your guide. Our history and our faith, we must be true. In la chambre solennelle, it's what we do.
Show me what you're made of. Tell me that we tried it all and came to this retreat. Say love, maybe what we gave up wasn't ours to spin around and wasn't ours to keep. But every time you say my name and lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. Bargains turn to hard lines. Words go off like landmines and tear the earth apart. So we paid up, bet the rest to break us. Oh, what a way to wake up, reeling from the start.
Thank you so much. How about Mark Lethierry on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on the keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Yes, sir, neighbor, it's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams. All the drifting cowboys are here, too. Yes, Hank's back again with some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
Well, I ain't got a dime, just wasting my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Yes, neighbor, it's always fair weather when good fellas like this get together to drop in on another little visit with you along about this same time of day. And here is the fella that always makes these programs worthwhile, our old friend, Hank Williams.
Yes, sir!
Thank you, Grant. Thank you a lot. Welcome, friends and neighbors, to another Health and Happiness show. Hope you're feeling awfully good today. Start off with a little tune of mine that I wrote here a while back. Hope you've heard it. Called Mansion on the Hill. Tonight down here in the valley, I'm lonesome and oh, how I feel. As I sit here alone in my cabin, I can see your mansion on the hill. When we parted, the story to me you revealed. You said you could live without love, dear, in your loveless mansion on the hill. In your mansion on the hill. Well, friends, right now we want you to listen for just a minute here. We got some mighty good news for you. Be right back with you in a minute.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
All right, here we are ready to go all again. We got another little tune here that we think you might like. We hope so. We like this one an awful lot. I had the pleasure of writing this one, too. Number and title, There'll Be No Teardrops Tonight. I'll pretend I'm free from sorrow, make believe that wrong is right. Your wedding day will be tomorrow, but there'll be no teardrops tonight. Why, oh, why should you desert me? Are you doing this for spite? If you only want to hurt me, then there'll be no teardrops tonight. I'll pretend that you still love me when you wear your veil of white. Though I know you love another, still there'll be no teardrops tonight. You're doing other arms will hold you tight, but you don't care whose life you ruin, so there'll be no teardrops tonight.
Yes, sir. Hey!
Friends, right now, here's another mighty important message we want you to listen to.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Haircut went up on that one to about $1.50 a pair there, didn't it? Friends, it's hymn time again on the Health and Happiness Show. Here's one we hope you'll enjoy. The title of it is The Prodigal Son.
A prodigal son, one strayed from his father, to travel a land of hunger and pain. And now I can see the end of my journey. I'm going to heaven again. I leave you the day to help all your neighbor. I'll leave you the night to solemnly pray. So try to repent and ask for forgiveness. We'll meet up in heaven someday. Goodbye to this world with all of its sorrow. Goodbye to the field that I used to roam. I'm going away where life is eternal. My shepherd is calling me home. From out of the sky, he's coming to meet me, to wash all my sins and call me his own. His servants will bring a ring for my finger. No more will I roam.
Friends, that clock has done it again. It's come all the way around there and caught up with us. That means we're going to have to leave you for now, but we'll be back. So this is Hank Williams saying, if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you for long. In the meantime, Jerry, let's go see Sally Good, huh?
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Thank you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Normally, you can hear my regular show Friday nights at 9. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I do encourage you to tune in, but you know what? I'm going to take the next half hour and just focus on one band and one band only. Which band is that? Magically, it's a little power pop trio that came out of the Boston, Mass area. The Blake Babies.
Thank you.
from their 1989 debut on independent record label Mammoth Records out of North Carolina. That's the Blake Babies with Rain here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. I believe I forgot to tell you that the name of that debut is Earwig. Before that, Out There from their follow-up Sunburn album, and start off that entire set with Lament, which was also on Earwig, but also you could find that on the Slow Learner EP, or mini LP as it was called, that came out right before Earwig did. And you might have heard a familiar vocal in there, because Evan Dando briefly had joined the Blake Babies at that point in their career. There was a small breakup of the Lemonheads back around 1988, so Evan Dando was kind of a Blake Baby during that time. Now, the Blake Babies formed back around 1986 up in the Boston area. Juliana Hatfield was going to the Berklee School of Music, and the group got together. And believe it or not, their name came from Allen Ginsberg. They went to a reading of his at Harvard University, and the group raised their hand and said, "What should I call my band?" And he said, "Blake Babies." So they initially put out a self-released EP on their own little Chew Bud label called Nicely Nicely. And let's check out a track from that.
Yeah. You know what? Grant and I and the rest of the Away With Words team have been sending out this podcast for 14 years now, and we still have so much more to talk about. We're just getting started. Your questions and stories are what keep this show going. We could never do it without you. We learn so much from you, and we're so grateful. We also depend on your financial support. Go to waywardradio.org/donate and help out the nonprofit that produces this show. Here's to lots more learning and laughter.
You're listening to Away With Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. I learned a handy new term the other day, the Abilene Paradox.
As in Abilene, Texas?
As in Abilene, Texas. There's a story behind it. It really happened. So picture this. It's a hot, dusty summer day in small town West Texas. And there's a married couple and their in-laws, and they're sitting out on a porch and they're running a fan and sipping lemonade, just trying to keep cool. And there's nothing really much to do except sit there and play a lazy game of dominoes, just wiping the sweat from your brow. And at some point, the father-in-law pipes up with, "Let's get in the car and go to Abilene and have dinner in the cafeteria." So it's 53 miles away. It's this hot, dusty afternoon in a car with no air conditioning. And the daughter chimes in, "Oh, it sounds like a great idea." She asks her husband what he thinks. Husband says, "Sounds good. I just hope your mother wants to go." The mother-in-law says, "Of course I want to go. I haven't been to Abilene in a long time." So they all pile into the car, and it's miserable. It's just awful. The whole trip, they're sweating. The cafeteria food is just dreadful. There's a thin film of dust over everything. And 4 hours later, they're back on that porch. They're hot and exhausted, sitting in front of the fan, trying to keep cool. And after a long silence, the son-in-law is trying to be sociable. So he pipes up with, "That was a great trip, wasn't it?" And the mother-in-law says, "Well, I just went along because the three of you were so enthusiastic." And it turns out nobody wanted to go to Abilene, but the guy... And then the guy who suggested it in the first place says, "I never wanted to go. I just thought you might be bored."
Been there.
Exactly. Exactly. And now there's a term for it, because the son-in-law was Jerry B. Harvey, who was a professor of management science at George Washington University. And in 1974, he coined the term Abilene Paradox to describe that phenomenon where a group makes a collective decision that's counter to the thoughts and feelings of all the individual members, because everybody thinks their own preferences are the ones that nobody else has. So it stems from this breakdown of communication where no one wants to rock the boat. And it's something that in business school now they teach you to watch out for. I really appreciate having a term for that, the Abilene Paradox.
Yeah,
because
me too.
I had that happen to me recently.
Yeah, a group full of people are being so polite. Maybe you don't know each other very well, or you're all a little passive aggressive, or you don't really care all that much. It's just when you all finally get to the old buffet place, you're like, "Yeah, no, the mushy peas weren't what I had in mind."
Yeah, I didn't want to go. I just went along with you guys.
I'd have been happy with the sandwich and a little bit of Netflix. Thanks. Oh, well, from Abilene to Augusta, give us a call, 877-929-9673. Email words at waywardradio.org.
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, this is Julie from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hi, Julie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Julie.
Hi. So glad to be talking to you guys.
It's great to be talking with you as well. What's on your mind today?
So the other day, I was doing a crossword puzzle, and the solution to this one line I knew should be toe the line, and I was spelling it T-O-W, and it kept telling me that was wrong. It was a digital crossword puzzle.